Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Ruth is one of our favorite folks. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 13 years. Internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication, author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's got some pretty heavy credentials, folks, and I encourage you to check out her website. Ruth, give it to us, please.
It's RuthSherman.com. Thanks,
pretty simple.
Jim.
Just spell it like you think it would be spelled,
yes,
Ruth Sherman.
You would.
And
yep.
They can find. Tell them what they find when they get there, Ruth.
Oh, there's so many great tools and opportunities. If you subscribe to the website, you'll immediately receive 3 very short training videos. So if you're interested in public speaking or getting better, there are those and some checklists and all kinds of educational information that you will receive just with my compliments.
Thank you for that. Folks, Ruth will help you with your brand building by helping you present yourself better. You'll be able to build your brand better in your local market. So I encourage you to find out all the things that Ruth has to say at RuthSherman.com. Hey, Ruth, we're talking about some of the challenges that the online world, we've been blaming it kind of on social media, but really a lot, you know, it's there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, blogs, people were blogging before, and
yeah.
the availability of typing in or posting whatever you have on your mind or whatever's going on in your life, the lowering of the access to being able to push a button and distribute that to the world has really changed society, hasn't it?
It has changed society. It's made people
more fearful. Look at Twitter, yeah, and the president.
Yep,
for
exactly.
God's sake.
And you know, I mean, we both talk about political communication quite a bit. I consider myself to be an expert in that.
Yep.
It hasn't served him very well. Mm-mm. It hasn't served him very well, and I don't think that it's serving
him. It's been a mixed bag at best.
Pardon me?
It's been a mixed bag at best.
It's been a mixed bag at
best. And on balance, I'd say he'd be better off without it.
I agree with you. It's not something that, you know, it's like anybody else. He's a human being, and if he's got a negative thought, he's got to, again, just like anyone else, take a breath.
So maybe that's our new standard. I mean, and I don't mean to pick on the president for this, because because I do think there have been times when he's benefited from this. But maybe people should, before they start doing some of the things you and I have been warning them about, they should say, huh, do I want to look like President Trump did yesterday when he tweeted that?
Well, exactly. They could use that. And I think you're right that that's a good example. But look, you know, the president, the POTUS account, I mean, we're talking about, he's got 2 accounts, right? He's got the official account and he's got his own account on Twitter, at least, which seems to be his social media tool of choice. The POTUS account's been out there for a long time. I mean, Obama had it.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably it was Obama started
right with it. Right.
Because that's how young social media is.
Right.
But, you know, that's the official account that gets vetted. The other account, not so much. That's his own. So
I want to stick another thing in here, Ruth,
yeah, sure.
And this is something I'm working on. I'm working on this right now. And that is,
yeah,
you just said it just now, how young social media is.
Mm-hmm.
We have been civilized humans in the kind of the way we think of ourselves for about 10,000 years. We've been socializing ourselves in this pretty much the same analog way for 10,000 years.
Right.
Now comes in an 8-year period, this new digital leverage.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't evolved to the point where we can work and play well with it safely.
Well, I wonder if that's even possible, considering, as we started talking at the outset of our conversation, that there are no gatekeepers. That
right.
It is what did they
but
call
that's my,
it?
That's my point. We don't have the structure, the social, the innate human inside of us. We don't have the societal structure. it's the Wild Wild West out there now.
It's the Wild West. And as long as anybody can post anything at any time, 24/7, it's not going to change, because there are always going to be, you know, new people coming to it all the time. There are always going to be people who are angry, people who are drunk, people who are, you know, any number of
so things. Just as we need to be smarter consumers of information, we need to be smarter producers of information.
Oh,
of content.
A wonderful way to put it, Jim.
Of content.
Yep.
Last thoughts, Ruth.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Your
you.
Last thoughts.
Oh, last thoughts. I think just it bears repeating that when you are writing something, whether that's an email, a text, a social media post, look at it, decide whether you want to see that out there, because once it's out there, it's out there forever. Forever.
And could it hurt someone's feelings? Could it be misinterpreted?
Right. You don't want to do that.
That's right.
So,
hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. RuthSherman.com. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.